I'm Kerry from Tabletop Crafter. I do 3D prints, make dice bags, candles, jewellery, and other D&D accessories. You can find me at Tabletop Crafter on Instagram. I'll be playing Amy, the happy-go-lucky paladin, who wants peace, not war, and thinks everybody should just be friends.
I'm Laura from Darkmoon Dice. I make handmade dice sets, and you can find me on Instagram at Darkmoon Dice or on my website at darkmoondice.co.uk. I will be playing Eden, the Aladrin warlock and ex-royal spy.
I'm Daniel from Detailer Woodworking. I make wooden gaming accessories such as dice chests, dice trays, even wooden swords. You can find me on Instagram at Detailer Woodworking or on my website, detailerwoodworking.com. I'll be playing Erdin Septa, the elven bloodhunter, who sees his travelling companions as a means to an end.
Hey, I'm Abby from Trade and Tested. I make dice trays, dice bags, tray bags, and I also sell the odd occasional dice set. You can find me on Instagram at Trade and Tested, and you can also find me on Facebook too. I'll be playing Anarchis, the tiefling druid. She has a very dodgy Welsh accent. She's very charismatic, but also judgmental too. Oh, and don't forget Nutkin, the pet squirrel. She loves him lots.
My name is Drew Murray from Master Tier Gaming, a professional games mastering service that you can use to play games like Dungeons & Dragons, Call of Cthulhu, Star Trek Adventures, or anything else that you like. Contact me if you want to have your own game run by a professional games master. You can contact me via Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, on Twitch or on YouTube, or you can get in touch directly via the website, mastertiergaming.com. I will be dungeon mastering today's session, crafting the world and characters that these adventurers will be interacting with.
The body parts. You're wondering why we're collecting body parts.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's a reasonable thing to wonder. What I would rather wonder is where he's gone.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Why was no one watching it?
I just
We're gonna do tie him down.
I mean,
we can tie up one person at a time.
Can I track him?
He's gone, I think.
Yep.
Just gone.
As you turn to look at the rock just has some of this sticky taffy thing that he's made into a small little statuette of himself, arms crossed atop the rock. He is nowhere to be seen.
A dick.
I take the statue.
All right.
I say to him, do you have any idea where he's gone?
I don't know. He's very, very unpredictable. He's supposed to be an ally, and yet he attacks me and denies any knowledge of it, and yet he still follows through with some of our job. I don't know. I don't understand him.
Where's your next job? Where's the next thing you got to go to? Because that might be where he's gone.
Can I have the relic back and I'll tell you?
No, you can tell us first, please. Smiling.
I will need you to make either a... I'd say you've been friendly enough. You can make a persuasion check.
Nine. Were you going to say intimidation? Because intimidation would have been better.
It probably would have been, but unfortunately Laura did not ask for a polite intimidation this time around.
Just a regular old intimidation.
Yeah, nine.
So what is...
Somewhere south. I need to go somewhere south. He might have gone ahead to see if he can get it before me. I don't know why. I don't know why he isn't working with me. That's something I would like to know.
So if you'd like to know, we're probably your best chance of tracking him down, to be honest. So it would be better if you were more specific. Please don't make me use another spell on you, but I will.
There's a sergeant in an army that is said to be moving north. This sergeant has a family heirloom that is supposed to bring him luck in battle. I'm supposed to retrieve it.
Alright.
It was supposed to be with Xander's help. I don't know why he's not helping.
Sergeant's name?
The sergeant's name is... Da, 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 da. Sergeant's name is Bridget.
I'm guessing this is Mercer's army?
Yes. Mecha's army.
Mecha, sorry. I do the quote marks in my head, but not out loud.
It's alright.
Right. That's a big thing for him to try and do on his own, I guess. So going back to why you're getting these body parts.
I'm gathering these body parts to better serve my queen.
And why does she want them?
For her own purposes.
You're not going to get it back with answers like that.
Since there are three of you ganging up, I'll say that one of you be the lead intimidator, but you can now make an intimidation check with advantage.
Ooh, yeah, that's me!
What's your intimidation?
Plus five.
Okay, yeah. Go for it.
With advantage, you say?
With advantage.
Oh,
17.
22.
Nice.
As her eyes dart between the three of you, she leans further back, the good cop of Amy, smiling sweetly, juxtaposed by Eden's stoic face, and Nutkin on Anakis' shoulder gives out a squeak that just makes her jump. Ayala is looking to walk again. I'm one of those wanting to help her.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
That's
like a horrible idea. Oh.
She wasn't nice to her people, though. Why would you want to bring her back? You're one of her people. She'll probably bathe in your blood, too.
I should probably want to kill you, too.
I'm going to be completely honest. I am months into this. I followed my girlfriend into this weird cult, and now I've got this invisible sword in my back, and I don't really want to be doing this, but she can hear everything I say, and I don't want to disappoint her.
Okay.
That's like, die now or die later.
Here's what I think we should do. We will track Xander down. We will find the heirloom that he has, if he has, the thing that you think he already has, and also we will look into the heirloom from the sergeant guy. You can tell your queen that you've, like, given the task to someone else. Can't think.
Delegated.
Delegated. Pardon?
I don't want no sword in my back.
I turn to an exit. Yeah, we're not going to have the sword. We're probably not even going to go and get the thing. But if she tells the queen that we're doing it for her, the queen's going to think it's happening, and then it's going to happen. Like, she'll be fine. I say that quiet enough so that she doesn't hear me. I try to. Don't ever do a stealth check. I'm really bad at stealth.
Hang on.
Okay. Alright. Alright. Okay. So. I'm assuming that will have been, like, just to the side, away from Gayla. So, you're going to suggest to Gayla, tell your queen, you give the job to us.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So this is my loading screen face. Processing. All right. Give me a persuasion check. This is going to be with disadvantage.
Can I use then? I should have used this so long ago. Oh, I'm gonna waste it if I do it now. Oh, I'm just gonna do it now. Can I use one of my channel divinity abilities? Emissary of Peace. I grant myself a +5 bonus to persuasion checks the next 10 minutes, which I should have done at the start of this conversation. but whatever. Yeah?
Is that okay?
Fine?
Yep.
Okay, so it's persuasion. Disadvantage,
but okay, plus 8. 19. Okay. She slumps down a little, leaning back into the rocks. She nods, lets out a massive sigh. I will let you go in my stead, and hope that my queen is served by it. Do not trust that man. Can do great harm.
Well, so can we. I don't think you need to worry. Xander's a softy, really. We just need to actually talk to him and get him to, like, sit down with us for a bit.
She pulls herself up again and looks at each and I.
No.
Then I hope you watch your backs at night.
I don't like the sound of us. Give us a back.
I mean, to be fair, she can't do anything, presumably, without all the other
bits. Bone.
So.
I didn't give her the next bit either. We're basically lying to her.
If we take the bone for a night, if we take it now, she'll probably come after us and take it back.
She'll probably come back, come find us, and then bloody kill us. That's what she'll do.
Her against all of us.
Maybe she exploded all those goblins.
Whilst they were sleeping.
I don't sleep, so. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Keep the finger.
All right.
Oh.
How are you going to deal with Gayla? Are you just gonna leave her tied up amongst these rocks? Are you gonna set her free? Are you just gonna?
If we were smart, we would kill her, and then we wouldn't have to worry about her exploding us in the nighttime. Just putting that out there.
I don't know. I don't want to be killed in the night personally, so I feel like we should kill her.
She literally wants to raise a death queen. Like, that's her goal right now.
Change. She's not always been like this. She's only been like this for, like, a month. If she can change like that in a month, she can change back in a month. She said she doesn't even want to be doing this. Look, she doesn't have... I know kind of what she's going through. She'll be fine. Like, she'll be able to say no. She'll be able to not do it. Like... If she gets herself to another temple, perhaps one of my temples, then they can help her change.
Is that how that works? Switching from one deity to another?
She's already done it once.
Is it that easy to switch back? I'm asking, I don't know.
Do I know?
If we're asking, like, you know, in the game world, can people change religions? Yeah, absolutely. People can switch allegiances and that sort of thing as easily as they can currently.
Yeah.
If you don't like being a Catholic anymore, you know, just...
No. No, it's just do that. She can go and then be whatever you are, and then no more knife in the back, and I get to keep my finger. Bone. Vial.
Look, I am not killing anybody. I don't condone us killing anybody. That's my stance. Amy says.
There's nothing to stop someone making the argument that perhaps Amy, with all of her armor, should make a start with either Aiden or Anakis towards the Elven army to go and meet them, sort of start the journey, while a third person sets Gayla free in another direction.
Is it tasty if I offer it to be me? Don't worry. I got this.
Amy, do you want to... Should we go find...
I mean,
go and find...
Why are we...
Should we go find the army?
I mean, I'm just gonna go and find the army. It's like 2 weeks away.
I think we should... Oh, want to try and track Xander? I don't know. We can try and track Xander, but I feel like he's gone in the opposite direction to where we want to go.
Can I just, like, throw my hands up a little bit exasperated? And can I walk over to where the rock was and see if he's left? If I can see any tracks that he's, like, left properly or if he magicked away or something.
Yep, give me a survival skill check.
Do you want me to do it? I've got...
Amy's going to have a look.
I'll just do it.
Okay.
I mean, I won't do it. That was a three.
As you look over the rock, you see that there is an odd thing going on with the rock. You've noticed in this sort of clearing in the crags, there's a lot of moss. All of it's green, except the moss on this rock. From near where he was sitting, sort of almost oozing downwards. The colour seems to be leaching from the moss. And it's still creeping down the rock. This colour leaching.
And I, like, do I have... doesn't actually have anything to put it in. No, never mind. Okay. I call over Anakis and ask if she has any idea which way he went.
Well, I just rolled a 13 to me up to a... Oh, hang on. Let me work this out. Oh, brain. 19. 21.
21 on the survival.
Aye.
So, you... you don't see anything on the rock itself, except that he's obviously sat there recently and disturbed some of the moss. But above where you guys were stood with Gala, you do see some of the mud and rocks have been disturbed. He's obviously sort of leapt over, landed on the edge there, and run off quietly, well, almost silently. In fact, none of you noticed him do this. But he's obviously gone in a southwesterly direction.
Well, he can't have got that far. He's not that fast, is he?
No.
I mean, we've been chatting here for a while, but if we get a move on.
Yeah, well, so this entire thing's happened over the course of the last, like, 10 minutes or so. He'll have gone missing about 5 minutes in.
Okay, so if we get a move on and just, let's just... I don't know.
Should we go find him?
Yeah, I think we need to go after him. Let's just leave the woman.
Do you want
like,
to...
I don't
I'll
know...
That direction, and I'm going to look. I'm going to track Xander.
Fine.
Yeah, I'm going too.
Does disguise self work? It has to be look different. Kind of like before we leave, though, to go after Xander. Can I make myself kind of look like what would scare her? I don't know. Like I don't know. Scary demon-y. I'm keeping the finger, like, scary demon-y, and then I'm just gonna threaten her, like, if you come for me, like, I will out straight up murder you.
Would Eden know, would Amy know what Ayala looks like?
Amy will have an idea of what she looks like from a tapestry that she'll have seen. Not necessarily known for their accuracy in how to portray a person's face, but, You've got a rough idea of features. You know that she's gaunt, slender, has bright ginger hair,
yeah,
tall for the time. So she was about 5.5 feet.
I can tell you that if you ask. I don't know.
I was going to say do that speed and I could cast some sort of loud roar around the area. Recon.
Like...
Or I can cause some flames or...
Okay, okay, all right. Okay, so if we do... And then just tell her to leave us alone? Is that what we're going with?
Yes, we can do.
Yeah, okay, sure.
I love how she's tied up against a rock and you guys have just been like, hold on 1 minute. And got this like,
we turn around.
Drama huddle. be like, okay, let's we need makeup, we need special effects. Let's go.
Yeah.
This is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as much detail as possible about what this woman looks like.
Okay.
Yeah.
In that case, I'm going to ask for a roll from each of you.
Wait, I have to like hide first or something, right? Or can I just turn, like just...
Yeah, there is like a physical literal corner that you could turn. At the,
yeah.
You know, you could like appear at the top of the ridge or whatever.
Yeah, really dramatic. You know, if you're going to do it right.
Yeah. Okay, Kerry, I'm going to need Amy to succeed on a... I'm struggling to decide between intelligence and wisdom, so you get the choice. An ability roll based on that. How well you're able to recall and describe the details that you know of Ayala and any description from text to augment this effect. What was your result?
9.
Okay. So, Anakis is going to need to succeed on an Arcana skill check.
Oh dear, even though it's a cantrip.
Even though it's a cantrip, yep. This is to do with timing and getting it off at the right time to augment the intimidation aspect.
Oh no. 7.
Oh no.
Eden, make an intimidation skill check. You are at a -2 to the results. Not a disadvantage, just -2.
Which one of you has failed me the least today? I feel like I should have brought up more d20s. I don't. Okay. Toothpaste. Oh, 17. Okay. 20. 20.
Okay. From Amy's description, you've given her a bit of a hunch, which matches one of the texts, but Amy only realizes after the fact that, no, wait, that text was talking about how she always had a hunch about how her courtiers were conspiring against her. And when she sees Eden transforming into Ayala, Queen of Blood, with a hunch over the ridge, suddenly Amy goes, oh, yeah.
No. No. Not it.
And as Ayala emerges over the ridge and begins talking, the first few words out of Eden's mouth, unfortunately, are not augmented on time, and Anakis then activates them just a few seconds later.
The worst performance ever. Let's hope she's really dumb.
Please, like,
this is the best we can hope for.
A low roll.
I rolled a 3!
Dumb!
And so Gayla shrinks against the rock, pushing herself into it as if wanting the world to swallow her whole. She just nods along with everything that you're saying and then starts screaming, scrunching her eyes up and turning her head away. And she keeps screaming and screaming and screaming even long after your performance is finished.
That's horrible.
Can I not command her to, like, run, like, just get her out of here, like, go, run.
Her screaming begins to die down. She opens one eye, realizes that she's not been able to hear anything that you said for the last little while. She then, like, leans her head forward and you say, run one more time, and she gets up and dashes between some rocks. And away she goes.
Dust my hands off with my hunch.
And then I think we have to pelt after Xander, running as fast as we can.
Yeah.
As you launch into your presumably week-long journey into meeting this army halfway, if they're 2 weeks away, we will organise all the logistics of what supplies you have and how you're making this week-long journey when we get back from the break. We were in a rocky crag just slightly west to the encampment that Jubanan, Eresha, Simon, and Teneris had set up, where Anakis was basically fighting off these vines from before. Some goblins were found dead. You found that there was a small encampment off to the west that the previous night had been attacked. Some things set on fire, some weird pig dog things were attacked in the area as well. They've not yet been identified. There was a large symbol made out of blood, which also has not been identified as yet. But you know that Xander was there, and you found Xander, and he was attacking a cultist, a woman called Gayla, who revealed that she is working for Ayala, Queen of Blood, and that she's collecting relics. One of which is a finger bone, and the relics are being collected so that Ayala might walk again. Xander is heading towards the elven army that's approaching. It's about 2 weeks away. Following Xander to find out what's going on, to maybe stop him from getting the relic, or to stop this Gayla woman from... from getting the relic or the cult or anything, from getting access to this, seems to be the goal. Although catching up with Xander and just finding out what has been going on seems to be the main thrust, the main motivation here. So, are we all just running off to meet with this army? Or are we going back for supplies?
I don't know whether to put my headphones back in. Were we going to go try find Xander?
Yeah, I thought we were just chasing him down, like not waiting a week to get to him, like literally chasing him, trying to chase him down.
Because he's about 5 minutes away.
He is about 5 minutes ahead, yeah. So we were going to try and chase him down.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
All right. And Nakis was the one that managed to find the trail.
Yeah.
He is 5 minutes overland. You follow for about 15 minutes following this trail, and eventually you see him atop a hill further ahead. He has managed to pull away. You can chase him overland, but when you get to the top of the hill, you see that there is a small copse of trees that he is now in. It's not what you'd quite call a forest, but certainly a small woodland area. It's about a mile or so thick. But you notice as you're entering the tree line that Xander is slowed somewhat by these branches and by a lot of the bracken. He is now not a full 5 minutes ahead of you, but he is in fact 300 feet from you. You can see him through the trees, and he's approaching the end of the tree line. He doesn't seem to have noticed that you guys are following him yet.
Should we shout for him?
I'd like to try to get closer, if possible, because 300 feet is still a bit of it's out of range of, like, any spell. So maybe we should try to get, like, a bit closer to him before we shout. Can we get to within, like, 100 feet?
Okay. Everyone give me stealth checks. Let's see how sneaky you can be to get close to him. He's certainly slowed down, and you guys have got a druid in tow, so you're able to quickly navigate through these trees faster than he can.
11.
I mean, that's not a bag. At all. That's a paladin.
Ooh, 9.
That would be an 8. An 8.
What was yours, Laura? Sorry.
20.
20. All right, so we've got 20, 11, and 8. As you approach, you're about 280 feet away from him, and Amy steps on a large, thick branch, which is not able to take her full weight. And as she crunches down on it and it gives way, she finds that the branch is far deader than she originally anticipated. It snaps loudly. Xander stops for a moment, doesn't turn, but he waits for a full 3 seconds. And then quickly turns to his left and bolts at an odd angle. He is now running through these trees.
I'm going to run after him. Can I always start running after him? Can I just shout? You didn't wait for us. wait up! Like, we're coming too. You didn't wait for us, but at least we caught you up. Like, slow down, because we've done a lot of running. Like, if you could just let us catch up for a second. Like, panting heavily.
Everyone, let's roll for initiative. We're going to go for a chase.
Oh. I'm really shit.
Yeah, me too. Although I finally have
an
initiative.
Oh, I don't. I have nothing.
I was going to get so much. 9.
That's yours. 9, Kerry. What's that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Laura?
16.
16. Abby?
8.
8. And I got 17. He gets to run ahead first. But we're doing Forest. I was hoping you would fall for the bait of like, oh, well, we'll follow behind him at a leisurely pace. But no, it seems that you guys are not all for that. Chase it. 252. Ah-ha-ha! So, you guys will be running after him, and we'll be making rolls to see what kind of trips and falls he makes versus what you guys make, and see if you can close the gap as time goes on. We're going to go for a simplified version. Since he's going first, he's going to see if a chase complication.
How far away is it?
So he's 280 feet. Yeah, quite a distance. And as he's running through these trees, he jumps up, grabs onto a branch, and pulls down on it as he collapses down to the ground. And as he lets go, you notice a beehive launch itself from the branch and hit the ground behind him as these small insects swarm around angrily, fill up the space behind him. Eden, you're chasing behind him in thick, dense woods.
Okay. I don't want to attack him. Can I
use... You could just use your action to dash, to like close that distance factor.
Yeah, and then when I get as close as I can, it'll be a bad idea. But I'm gonna tell him that I stole that finger bone. borrowed her finger bone.
Okay. You want to just shout that at the end, because even if you're still like a 100 feet or so away.
Yeah, I'm hoping it'll stop him.
As you mention the finger bone, he stops dead in his tracks, turns towards you, and you see that his eyes have been replaced by open flames, and smoke starts billowing out.
Cool.
He then takes in a deep breath, and as he breathes out, more smoke comes from his mouth. It is thick, it is dark, and he just pulls out two daggers from his coat.
He's like, okay, hold on. Wait, because Amy and Anakis are coming. Just have a timeout, okay? just a timeout.
Yeah, so never mind me finding the chase thing. You mentioned the finger bone. Amy, you are, let's say for the sake of ease, you are three turns away.
Oh, Christ. How am I three turns away?
Well, if you move at 30 feet and then dash for 30 feet, that's 60 feet worth of movement. So you can move 180 feet over the course of three turns. I have truncated that distance because actually making you run for like 5-6 turns is not enjoyable or fun.
Yeah, but how does it... Oh, okay, but Eden's also that kind of that far away as well,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah.
Right, okay, I was going to say, like, how did Eden get up there and I can't get up there? Okay. right, makes sense. Okay. I'll dash up to, I guess, where Eden is, because we've probably got the same speed. And when I see his like flaming mouth and eyes, I'll just be like, I'll say, do you need to go to like a medic for that? Because that was painful. Like, we can take you to a doctor.
Give me a perception check, please, Amy and Eden.
Perception.
17. Eden, you notice that the birds have stopped tweeting, that the bees have quickly dispersed since he turned around, and that on the edge of your hearing, you could just hear this whispered word over and over again. But it's just on the edge of your hearing. You know that it's the same word repeated, but you can't quite make out what the word is. Amy, however, is too busy talking to the guy to realize that things are getting weird. Anakis.
I dash to the same point.
Dash forward, okay. He then charges towards Eden, Amy, and Anakis with his daggers drawn. He is leaping from tree trunk to tree trunk, sort of kicking off each one, getting himself a little bit of height as he's moving along.
Can I use my infernal language to say with my thaumaturgy, do not attack us. Ooh. Do not attack us. We are not here to harm. We just want answers.
Since Anak is dashed closer, could you give me a perception check as well? Thinking about it before I forget.
Yeah. Oh shit. 8.
You've noticed the dispersal of the bees and nothing more. But as you say these words in Infernal, he stops, his feet almost stuck to a tree trunk, and he scrapes down it, tearing up some of the bark and small licks of flame coming from the bottom of his boots. And as he slides down and hits the ground, he turns his head rapidly to one side as if he's just snapped his head. And he responds, also in Infernal, again with a booming voice that seems to match yours. And, who else understands Infernal, or is it just Anakis?
Me. I understand it.
Oh, we all understand it.
I got a Bissell.
Ah, the other one.
The other one.
So, Anakis and Amy, you hear him respond with... Answers are not forthcoming.
Bit rude. I
is this in his turn now? Are we still in? We're still in initiative, I guess.
We're still in initiative. I'll allow you to respond if you want to say a thing.
What did he say? Remind me again.
Answers are not forthcoming.
Can I reply just in
it? Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
Can I say in Infernal, we're trying to help you. We want to help you.
We want to help a demon.
His head then snaps to the other side, and he responds with, "This shell cannot be helped."
Oh,
Eden.
Yeah, it looks like we're killing him, aren't we?
No, we need to take him somewhere to exercise him.
We're gonna tie him up and drag him out of the forest?
I don't know.
We're under exorcist anyway.
We are not gonna kill this guy. I'm telling you now.
But even if we try, we're probably not going to be able
to. We are going to die if we try and kill this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, not even conscious. Shut up. Go for it.
I mean, I gotta cast something, right?
Yeah.
Are you close enough? It's still... And how far away is he, Drew?
While you were chasing him, I wanted some distance. I'm gonna fudge the distance because we're involved in this fight, and it would just be like round after round of you guys moving closer. So let's just say that there's about 120 feet between you and him now.
Yeah. Don't even think I have anything that goes that far. To be fair.
No, I don't.
No.
Yeah. So.
Doesn't Eldritch Blast have a decent range?
100 feet in it.
Yeah, I don't think it's that. I don't think it's 100. Oh gosh, why am I doing that when I can do it in here?
Eldritch Blast?
120. Right. Sure. What?
I love how resigned you are. It's like.
Yeah, anything that anybody's saying right now. So, when in doubt, Eldritch Blast.
Should get that on a t-shirt.
When in doubt. Basic warlock.
Basic.
You're basic. Sorry, I've been watching Good Place. It's such a good show.
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh, it's so good. Love it. You messy bench. Right, okay, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, yeah, give me a spell attack.
Okay. 10.
10. As you launch your Eldritch Blast towards him, he brings one of these daggers up, and as he does, it wreaths itself in flame, and he deflects it.
What is his AC? Where?
Higher than 10. No.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. It
was pretty shitty, to be fair.
But, yeah. I missed that bit.
Yeah.
My bad.
It's got amazing defense. Eden's like, yeah, that's
what it.
Caused that.
Baron's dead. Oh my god. Right, okay.
Alright, so that was Eden's son, Amy.
Okay, so I'm still 30 feet away, so I'm going to have to... Oh god, even going 30 feet isn't enough.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask. Is there no more penalties for armor in movement?
No, so long as, I think it's, if you're not proficient in heavy armor, it reduces it by 5 feet or something along those lines.
90 feet away. I'm gonna run as fast, like, as close as I can get in one.
Okay, yeah, you can basically halve the distance.
Yeah.
Alright, dashing forward. Do you want to say anything while you're doing it?
No, I don't know, I can't think of anything good, so I'm just trying to get close to him.
Just yell an infernal insert quip here.
Basically.
Yeah. Abby.
I too am also. I'm going to mirror what he's done with his eyes and the smoke with my thaumaturgy, and then just prepare my. I can't do two cantrips. It's not as if I don't want to attack, but I want to do like a Wolverine type style thing with my hands, you know, for the primal savagery.
Okay.
Just prepare it, but not obviously use it. Can I do that?
Yeah. You can sort of like start making the motion. It's kind of like even with the ghostly grasp thing, and sort of like not quite casting it, but getting close to it.
And just say, just boom to him. We're not here. We're not here to harm. We're here to help. And hope that might
give me. Yeah. Give me another charisma. There's a lot of charisma-based things going on here because you guys are trying to be very persuasive and reaching people. Give me a charisma ability check. Persuasion, if you're proficient, can be added onto it.
Okay. Come on.
Oh, 14. Where did I put that? Ah, there it is. The head then snaps back to the other side, and then it straightens up. The smoke stops for a moment. A quick gout of flame shoots out of his mouth, and he drops down to one knee, supporting himself with one of the daggers. Oh, what are you doing here?
What are you doing here? Back at you, bitch.
I don't know why. I only draw my weapons when I'm attacking. What danger is near?
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
Are we out of initiative now? Sorry.
Not yet.
No.
Okay. He then clenches over as if in pain. And you see flames shoot from his eyes again.
No! God damn it! Demon!
What is happening? And then the flames start shooting from his mouth again, and it seems the demon has taken control.
Okay.
His turn next in initiative, he is going to continue charging forwards. So he'll get to 30 feet away from Amy and Anakis. So it is now 90 feet from Eden. Unless Eden sort of just moved her 30 feet towards him and then shot the Eldritch Blast. In which case,
you're
60 feet away. Yeah. He then hides partly behind a tree, reaches out and throws one of his daggers. And as it does so, it spins through the air quickly,
and starts arcing electricity between the blade and different tree trunks. He throws it at... let's do this with dice. Let's do it with dice. Why not? Anakis.
Oh, shit. So with my quarterstaff, I'm just like a baseball.
Knock it into the air.
Well, to be fair, I did just roll a 6 on the attack roll, so...
Does that mean I succeed at the baseball hit?
You whack it clear. Yeah.
That's pretty badass. Not today.
Not today. Ian.
Not today. Not today.
He then leans back behind the tree trunk and yells out in Infernal, "You cannot retrieve this shell. It is mine."
Beg to differ.
Eden.
Blight.
Blight?
Yes. It's my new one.
My new one, I'm level 4. I got skills.
I'm excited.
I got skills. The multiplying.
It's... 30 feet, a little bit more necromancy, I'm going that route.
Ooh.
I know, right? Necromancy, watch over the creature of your choice, you can see within range, draining moisture and vitality from it. Target must make a constitution saving throw. Target take 8d8 necrotic damage.
Oh, it's with my dice today. I mean, it rolled good on the stealth check earlier, but that was a 5 that I just rolled. He gets a plus 4 to constitution. So, that's a fail. 8d8.
I don't even know if I have 8d8. One. Hold on. I'm gonna make a collection. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, cool. If you just target like a normal tree, it just dies.
I know, right? That's badass.
It's a spell that's just like...
talking to a necromancer, you know, raising a family is hard. They're very close enough together. What? What? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Why do... Oh, 8. There we go. Okay. Like, I need... I don't have enough dice. Okay. All right. Yeah, and then I don't
really make
like...
them.
Yeah, I know, right? I sell those. I don't keep those. even though I want to. Oh, you can display... Oh, okay, yeah. So there's nothing until if it's fifth level slot. Okay. That's a good sound, right? If only I had a tray.
Ooh.
You're not paying attention.
No,
she's off. Okay, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 32.
2, Brute. right. Oh, okay.
Non-lethal.
Yeah.
Draining power and vitality from it. Oh, that's well ace.
Isn't it awesome?
Oh, love it.
Yep.
All right, so Eden charges forward, points a finger at him, despite the fact that he's hiding partly behind a trunk. You can still see him. He's just got, like, 3/4 cover. So, like, yeah. You point your finger at him, and the tree that he's hiding behind sort of shifts and shimmers, and the vague outline of Selendar reaches out from the tree, grabs onto his shoulders, and slightly pulls him towards the tree, his fingers digging into Xander's shoulders, and then the fingers start pulsing as the life force drains from Xander into this tree, and he starts to wither slightly. His cheeks become sallow, his eyes, were they not aflame, would be rolling back into his head. And then the tree lets go and returns back to its static state. And he leans forward, breathless. The head then snaps
to the side again and says in Infernal, "Your attempts do nothing to me."
What did he say?
He says, "Have a nice day."
It is now Amy's turn.
Oh my god, I'm still really far away. So I'm still 90 feet away.
He is now 30 feet away.
Oh.
Yes, because he moved towards you guys as well as you.
Oh, yeah, okay, true. Oh, yeah, because he attacked. Right, yeah. 30 feet, what can I do with it? Everything. He doesn't look like he is. Does he look like he's particularly low on health? I mean, I know he's just been, like, drained, so, yeah, but...
You could use your action to make a full evaluation.
Oh my god, I didn't do that. Also, do I know if tieflings innately are, like, immune to sleep?
You could make a quick nature or history check.
As my action,
Nope, I'll allow it as a bonus action.
Thank you. I'll say history, but it's 8, so... I mean, but... Do I not know from
Anakis,
like, Charlie?
I mean, you know, every time... Actually, that's... Yeah. I was about to say, every time I meet someone who's, like, weak or resistant to certain things, we always share that information. But now that I think about it, every time I meet someone with, like, celiac disease or something, they're usually like, "Oh, I've got celiacs." They'll be like, "Oh, by the way, I'm double-jointed." Like, people do tend to show off, like, the things that make them...
And they know I throw sleep around a lot, so they'd probably be like, "Look, don't do it around me, because I'll sleep."
Well, then how do you know if someone's a vegan? Don't worry, they'll tell you.
you know what, with that, between the history check and Anakis, you'll know that tieflings have the usual, like, sleep affinity that humans do.
Right.
That being that, you know, most mornings they are kidnapped by blankets and it'll be rude to, like, leave.
Oh, God. Right, okay. After all that, I'm not going to do sleep, sorry. I want to move up to be within, like, melee range, so 30 feet.
Alright, yep.
And I'm going to hold my action. And I want to say, in Infernal, demon, release your hold on this man. And I will hold my action to stab him, attack him with my longsword as soon as he does, like, anything that implies that he's not done that, basically. Tries to attack someone, tries to get away from me, his eyes stay on fire and he does something. Is that okay?
Yes. Give me a charisma saving throw.
Oh, maybe. God. Fantastic. Charisma better save, though. But I can roll like shit today. 7.
You feel a shooting, burning sensation at the back of your eyes. You are drawn to just stare into the open flames in his sockets. And you hear inside your head a booming reply. Laura, Abby, cover your ears for a sec.
Oh no.
Amriel, I see you. We shall be together.
Okay.
Go back on.
I had to turn it down because I had to go. I was like, "Oh no, I can hear you."
Do I get? Is that just it now? That's my go.
That's not the end of your go. In terms of, like, I'll allow you a response to this, basically.
Do I, without giving, like, too much, because now listening. Do I know what he's talking about? Like, does any of that make? Because I can't remember what we.
No, it's not clear what he's talking about.
Right, okay. I just kind of tilt my head and just be like, huh? But still holding my action. I'm still gonna hold my action. But be like, what?
Alright. Abby.
How, it's 30 feet away.
30 feet.
Do I do it? Fuck it. I'm going to use my hellish rebuke on him.
It's a reaction.
Oh, it is, sorry, yes it is.
Yes.
Okay, in that case, I am going to aggravate him with a bit of moonbeam.
Sounds awful.
It sounds right. A bit like you're at night time with a mirror just like annoying him.
So I don't like it says a silvery beam of pale light shines down in a 5-foot radius. 40-foot high cylindrical center on a point within range until the spell ends. When a creature enters the spell's area for the first time on a turn or starts its turn, it's engulfed in ghostly flames that can cause searing pain and must make a constitution saving throw. It takes 2d10 radiant damage on a failed save or half as much damage on a successful save. And then at third level, it's plus 1d10. I don't know if that's possible, like, because he's on the tree. Right, I'd have to have it in a certain point, wouldn't I?
So the 5-foot radius, you could have it centered on the tree.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Can I literally just plonk it on him? All right, okay, let's do that then. He's got to make a constitution saving throw of 14.
Right.
Praying.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it's done there. Ooh, a shape changer.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying.
Oh, there's other things to do with it. All right. So, you quickly reach into a pouch at your pocket, throw up some small seeds, and just quickly flashing some sunlight off this opalescent stone that you have, catching some of the seeds, they stick in the air and start emitting this bright, brilliant light down onto him. Everything's fine. I rolled a 3,
yes.
So
let me get my d10s.
No.
Right.
Radiant damage as well. Jeez.
1. That's why I chose it. 2.
Is radiant bad?
It is for this bio, isn't it?
Nah. Radiant heals him.
Does it? Does it?
No, not really.
Don't do that to me, you know, Uncle Level. Oh, come on. Oh, no, I lost the dice. Oh, that's shit anyway. For fuck's sake. No. Oh, my God. 9.
9 total?
Yeah.
Yeah.
9 total? Yeah.
Yeah.
As you flash this stone reflecting the light into the seeds and they emit this light down onto him, he lunges forwards towards Amy and then stops and shrinks back, burned by the light that's shining all around him. He then pulls his coat up over his head and tries to protect himself. It's to no avail. He's still getting burned and charred by this light shining down on him, but he is still standing. He then screams in Infernal, "Get that damn light off him!"
Only if you leave his body.
He then says out loud, "I will leave when the angel leaves."
Ooh. This guy's got all kinds of possession.
Would that count as not following what I said to do and as holding my action?
Yes, so you can follow through with your action.
Okay, can I jab my sword forward at him? Non-lethal. I don't know how close we are to that, but I'm just sort of putting it out there now.
Yeah.
Alright, so 16 plus 6.
Ooh, nice.
22?
Did it? Nice. Yeah, that definitely hits.
Okay, and I'm going to smite. Smite. So I think that's 2d8. Is he undead?
He is not undead.
Okay. Oh, is he a fiend?
It's a fiend, isn't it?
Yep.
Is he a fiend?
Oh, he is a fiend.
It's just smite damage. Okay.
Smite, smite, smite.
Yep, so I get a d8 for my sword and then 3d8 smite. Can't see another d8. So, let's go 3 plus 7 slashing damage and then 10 radiant damage. That's a crap.
As you drive your sword into his shoulder and pin him against the tree, he lets out this huge roar. Ah! The flames shoot out of his eyes and up, mingling with the black smoke, becoming this huge vortex of fire reaching up above the canopy of the trees. His mouth then stretches open as the rest of this darkness emerges from him, mixes with the fire, and flies upwards with this thin wisp of smoke trail left behind. His head then drops down, and he is unconscious, slumps what? Against the sword, pinning him down.
We didn't need no Eden.
Oh my god, when we take Xander's body back to Ed, just be like, happy birthday! alright, should we tie him up while he's unconscious?
I mean, yeah, can we, like, I assume that demon's gone.
I guess.
I don't know.
It's supernatural styled out, I'm presuming. So.
Can we check? That the demon is gone now, like...
Do I detect good and evil? Divine sense, sorry?
Yeah, you could do divine sense. Tieflings don't register as fiends normally.
Okay.
Burning a spell slot to use your divine sense?
No, it's not a spell slot, it's just my divine sense. It's a paladin feature.
Yeah.
I get so many of them, but I get far.
I always get confused about these sorts of things.
Forgive me. It's detect good and evil, but yeah, the hollow spell, and then celestial fiend and undead.
Cool. Then you do not detect a fiend.
He's down. So can I add
anything? Anything else? Any other thing?
Within 60 feet, no.
Okay. Let's tie him up.
Yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I didn't get my rope back, so someone else got a rope.
Yeah, I took it back, don't worry. It's fine.
Did you? Did we untie her?
Yeah.
Did
we leave her? No,
I think we just left her.
She ran off.
Alright, okay. Okay, let's tie her up with the rope. It's fine. Yeah. With the rope, sorry.
Still got it.
Do you want to do that? You're probably better at...
Yeah, around, I'll... around the tree.
Alright.
Wrap him. Wake him up.
he will... Wake up if you slap him around a little bit. Yep.
Mm. Well, I don't want to slap him, but after a while, his face.
So yeah, he's groggy. Blinks. Oh, what are you doing here?
Basically telling he was possessed by a demon.
He took control, didn't he?
Seems like it.
How long has he possessed you for?
I thought I could contain him. It's been years. I've been siphoning his power, using it to defeat evil. Lately, he's been getting stronger. I struck a deal that he could grant me more power in times of dire need. It seems that he's reneged on his bargain.
Who is he? What's the demon's name?
I have mentioned it before in the presence of sages and clerics, and they have turned me away at the mere utterance of his name.
Well,
his name is Begazul.
Oh God! Why are you using him?
He's a powerful demon. He grants me a great amount of power to fend off my foes.
Too right, powerful. He's gonna destroy the world. He'll fill the sky with blood and fire. Why would you bring... Why? Oh.
you've encountered beggars all before?
I know of him. I'm trying to defeat him before he destroys the world.
Bombshell!
His prophecy.
It's rare for a mortal to interact with a demon in such a way, to take on a cause, to destroy him. You must be one of those. I've heard about you. Those that seek the ancient weapons that can defeat him. If you seek those weapons to defeat Begazul, I advise you turn back now.
Well, I can't turn back. I am prophesied to bring him down. I'm searching for a sword. You know of it. Perhaps you were given some sort of information through your connection to him.
I know he does seek these tools. He's allied himself temporarily with a vile, evil creature that seeks to return to the mortal plane. That creature has one such weapon, a sword that's said to be able to slay even the gods. She has it in her possession and won't relinquish it.
The Blood Queen, by any chance?
It is she.
Oh, Christ, right. Okay. Right. So, where's he gone now? Is he going to be possessing someone else, or is he going to come back to you, or what?
He can't manifest here yet. He needs to use servants and slaves, vassals and avatars. He possesses any that are weak-minded enough to accept him, and those that he filters his powers through. I am not of the weak-minded. I have simply created a vulnerability. One thing we must ensure is that he does not find all of these relics that can destroy him. There are weapons, arms, armor, dotted all over the world, and he seeks to destroy them all so that nothing stands between him and total dominion over this world. It is at this point that a further twig is heard snapping in the woods. A small contingent of elves are seen entering the forest from the south. Certainly not an army, an advance party, if anything. At the head of them, in shackles, is a familiar face, Aerdyn Scepter.
Who's that party member?
Aerdyn looks a little bit worse for wear. His hands are bound in front of him. And as he steps forward with a shove, the elf behind him, wielding a javelin, poking him in the side, tells him in elven, "Just as we rehearsed." And then steps forth, raises himself up. "By the order..." Looks behind him, gets another poke in the side. "Of the Edel Imperium, you're all under arrest."
What did you do?
Nah, mate.
Crit It and Hit It is devised and written by Drew Murray of Master Tier Gaming and features Laura from Darkmoon Dice, Daniel from Detailer Woodworking, Abby from Trade and Tested, and Kerry from Tabletop Crafter. Podcast is edited from our bi-weekly livestream every second Friday at twitch.tv/mastertiergaming. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook for updates and fan art, and help us out by leaving a rating on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts.